What's good, y'all? Checking in another week. Quals, my brother. What's good?
What's good, man? Another quick check-in. A couple another album reviews, man. Getting right to it. There's a lot of music out here. So it's always some content as far as something to review.
Nah, for sure that. Well, man, this week, anyway, we're going to jump into these two artists. We got Baby Rose, and the name of her project is.
Through and through.
We're going to go ahead and jump into that Baby Rose first. Track one, brother.
So we were talking about it. So when well, I guess I decided I threw this
Oh, we
album
want to give it a preface.
a preface of how difficult of a listen it can be to some degree, because that was the first thing when I heard the first track. It was the reminder of like, oh yeah, she do got. If y'all don't know who Baby Rose is, she would not sound anything like how you probably would think, but they don't, and not to say it sounds bad, it could be a difficult listen depending on your ear type
I
deal.
wouldn't even say difficult, maybe different. It could just, it's a
Different.
different experience for sure in comparison to most R&B artists that are out right now. So
Yeah.
if you like a Nina Simone,
That's how she
like
sound.
type vibe, this your bag for sure.
Yeah, she sound like she got many years of life experience on her.
But she don't look like it, which is
At all.
the crazy thing. Like, don't look like it at all.
That's the wildest part. But yeah, Go was cool. Like, after you adjust to what you hear and how it sounds, it's cool. I think she has decent subject matter in general, especially given being an R&B artist. But I think the first track stood out more because of how she sounds than like the song more so like stood out to me. But it's a solid intro track though. I wasn't like bored with it.
I liked it. I thought it was actually like firing, like honestly. Like for this selection of songs, this was one of the fire tracks for me type shit. This was like, I was like, it sounded good, her voice fit, the hook was clean type shit, subject matter was cool. And it was like a perfect single. Like originally, before you selected this album as being one of the albums that we was gonna listen to, I already had this song downloaded. Because like I was aware of who Baby Rose is, and I know she got that particular type of voice to where like I'm not gonna be able to listen to too much of her, but the shit that I do get from her is quality music type shit, so.
Nah, that's real. Fight Club, the next song, it wasn't a save for me.
It wasn't for me, I ain't gonna lie. It's a skip. It's an undownload.
Yeah, nah, I don't have it. Dance With Me, I remember Dance With Me, but it's just more so like, again, for me, it's not something I downloaded. Like, it's cool. I think like if I
Yeah.
was to hear the tune on shuffle, like it'd be straight. But I don't think I'm gonna go looking like, oh, if I want to hear, like if I'm in the mood to hear Baby Rose, I'm not gonna go to this song. That's how I felt about it.
I like the meaning of like I like the words around the Dance With Me,
Yeah.
like because it like the whole Dance With Me vibe. Like, I like this track for the meaning of the track. I ain't gonna lie, I probably downloaded like this is my second time listening to the project. I would probably download this track after listening to it. Cause it's just like I really fuck with like I said, the words around it, like even though we not agreeing, don't think I'm leaving, come on and dance with me like the first time, like that fire inside. Like that's a different type of yeah, you feel me? Like it's then it's like I don't know, like I fuck with that type shit. Plus, like, I don't know, maybe I'm just, some lovey-dovey shit, but yeah, I fuck with that.
Nah. If it's some simp shit you want, that's it. I mean, it definitely ain't a skip. Like I said, it's more so like if a song if I heard on shuffle, but I don't know if it's a song I'd like seek out. But no, still a quality song for sure. Paranoid was the next song that I believe I saved. I think Paranoid was kind of similar to the way that you described Go, in the sense of that kind of being a pocket of her that like this makes sense, like with how she sounds, this is her version of R&B that I can associate with Baby Rose. So yeah, Paranoid was a save, a download for me.
It was a save. It wasn't a download for me though. It was a save. So like I keep it. It ain't an undownload type shit, but I keep it. It was a I like the spacious mic. Like it was cool. It was a cool track for me. Like
Gotcha.
I like the like how the echo sound kind of sound like an inner voice type vibe. I fuck with that.
Yeah, for sure. Did you like this Mino collab?
Track five was cool, bro. It was like party vibes. Like it felt like this the song, like for the party. They had to come on in the mix type shit. Like it was a fun track, happy music, but I ain't mad at it. Like, cause you know, I usually don't like happy music, which I think I've said on here before. Like, I don't really like happy music too often. But this was like cool. It had the funk and soul vibes. Hearing Smino on it was cool because it's his type of bag. So it's like it's easy for him to jump in and slide. But honestly, like it was the perfect blend, like Baby Rose and Smino. And like I want to say they went on tour together. If they haven't, I can see that happening.
I could too.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah. Yeah. It was same exact thing, bro. Party vibes, but I wasn't mad at it. It made sense. It didn't like throw off the vibe of the album either, for real.
Nah.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. Track six, Love Bomb.
Track six was cool. It kind of had like that grand sound to it. Like it sounded like a bigger song than what it was type shit. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know. It sounded like I could hear it like in a movie or a wedding or like, it sounded like one of those type of songs for me. But like, it's not a song I would like keep in my rotation, but it just sounded like, oh, this song should be somewhere. Like if I heard it, I'd let it play. Like for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's because it didn't, like, it just didn't stand out. Like, and not, again, I don't think that it not standing out makes it a bad track. I just feel like you said, in this collection of songs, it wasn't a song that, like, I would pick out and say, that's one I want to put in my rotation in some capacity. That's one I feel like I got to revisit because I want to get that vibe on a regular basis. But, yeah, still quality music, though, for sure. Yeah. I did really like track seven, though. I think track seven was like maybe one of like two or three tracks that actually kind of stopped me and made me like look up like, what's this song? What track is this? All right, that's cool. Yeah, that's what seven was for me, though.
Seven a night drive.
Absolutely.
Like seven a night drive for sure. Like that's what I can say. Like even though like I don't think I keep it in like my everyday rotation, but like on some night drive playlist type shit, like I throw it in there just.
Yeah, absolutely. You just gave me an idea. I'm actually throwing it in one of my late night drive playlists. Yeah.
Track eight kind of started off with the rock and roll vibes. Like she was kind of going in a different place. I'm like, dare I say like Tina vibes?
Yeah, it threw me a little bit. It definitely threw me. I was like, oh, this is all right. This is, I mean, you know, okay, different, but I feel you. I get it.
Yeah, that was cool. Like, it was cool.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you into Baby Rose, like, I know we not really saying much about, like, certain songs because we not trying to disrespect artists because it's like, they're artists and they sensitive about their shit and we don't want to be disrespectful because they probably cool. You know what I'm saying? And they sound good. The music's just not for us. You know what I'm saying? So with certain albums, it's like, damn, these niggas really ain't saying too much, which is why when Quall's not saying nothing, I'm trying to give you something at least. And when I'm not saying nothing, he gonna try to give you something at least. Cause it's like, shit, what can we say without being disrespectful at certain points? But with that being said, this was like a Tina Turner-esque track, which was like cool, but I'm not the type of nigga that's going around listening to Tina Turner. It's no disrespect to a legend, of course, you know, rest in peace. But you know, that's just what that is.
Yeah. Nah, I mean, and I feel like it's like that. I feel like everybody has artists in general that just may not be for them. So it don't mean that they got bad music, but you may just hear them and not feel compelled to have an opinion about the track or their artistry. You know what I'm saying? But still good music, still something y'all should probably check out because sometimes you never know what you mess with as a listener, you know? So, but track nine, Stop the Bleeding.
Nina Simone.
Yeah.
Straight Nina Simone vibes. Whole song.
Nah, literally. And it's like, the thing is I feel like it's cool background music. Like if you really, like if you not listening, like it's just in the background, you cool. You good. It sounds great passively. You know what I'm saying? Like if you not really analyzing it, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, definitely Nina Simone vibes for track nine. Track 10, Water. I actually liked Water.
Different sound, newer elements, you know?
Yeah.
It was some it was less instruments in that song, I believe.
Yeah.
Which was like, I like the instruments being involved, but when she took them away, it was a better song. So
yeah.
Just
yeah.
saying.
Like the meaning, like the message and subject matter of Water too.
Of yeah. Song.
Yeah.
Water was a good track. Water's a download. Water's a good single. Like, you could put that bitch on the radio for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, you could. The closing track, Power, it kind of confused me low key. Cause I couldn't tell, because I was listening passively, I couldn't tell how long the song was. So it felt like a very abrupt end to the album in a way. So not that's really the only part that kind of threw me. The vibes is there though. Like, the vibes is cool.
Power was a cool track. Like, it had another different sound. It was like Water gave us a different sound than the rest of the songs on the album. And then Power was like a blend, I guess. But it was still different. Yeah. Like, because the kids kind of sounded. The kids kind of sound as if they were instruments at first. Like, when it first come on, it sounded as if it was like a trombone or something at first. I might be using the wrong instrument. It sounded like an instrument. And then, like, I was like, oh, shit, that's actually, like, kids singing, like, in that tone to sound like a... But they're singing words, too. Like, you hear the words, but the way that they're singing it is sung in, like, a tone of an instrument type shit. So I was like, that's a cool element. So, like, it was a cool track. It was one of those, like, oh, this is cool. Like, I would like to see it as a video. I would like to see her perform. Like, I feel like she probably puts on a very good show. And within the show aspect world, I could probably respect the project. Because it's not that the project is bad. It's just that with her voice and these songs, it's a lot to listen to and try to just sit through for real if you're not a fan of that type of style of singing. That's really all it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what it comes down to for an artist like this is either you got the open ear to listen to it and give it a chance and decide whether you like it or not. And you either, I mean, you can be in the middle, but I feel like she's one of those artists that, like, she either your cup of tea or she ain't, like, solely off of how she sound. It just depends on, like, what really gravitates to your ear, or what your ear gravitates to, rather. My top three, I'd probably say Go, Paranoid, and Tell Me It's Real would be my top three.
My top three, I would say Go for sure. Let's go back to the track list, because in my notes, I just got track 1, 2, 3. It's not smart, is it? No, I got Go for sure. I would say Down Your Water. And that third one. Damn. Because I'm like, what's the one you said you didn't like?
Dance With Me.
I would go Dance With Me, my third.
That's what I kind of figured that. It's not an album I'm going to think about and go back to. The songs I have will probably find their way into rotation by way of a playlist. But ultimately, like, I just don't think it's like my cup of tea in terms of being like a repeat listener.
All right. So for this one, guys, we're going to call this a bias 6, because neither one of us fuck with her too heavy. And that's no discredit to her. But it's just like, we not too heavy into it.
Yeah. And this didn't impress me or make me feel differently about her as a listener solely.
But a six from two niggas that don't even really listen to you like that, that's solid. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I would like to think so. You got some people that probably wouldn't even try to make it.
So,
to
that. And then if you scale it down a little bit more, if we don't really listen to her like that, and we still saying it's a six, and we able to pull out the Tina vibes and the Nina Simone vibes, if you fuck with her or fuck with this style of music, you going to think it's like an 8, 9, for real.
For real. So, hey, we look, scale based on us how you want. Don't use us, only use us to your discretion. You know what I'm saying? We just two niggas with opinions at this point, you know.
Basically. I got a degree, but it ain't in music. I'm just saying.
No, that's a great line. That's a bar. But yeah, the next album,